KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we have quality assurance and infection control nurse Lisa Gandolfi. Hello, Lisa. Do we have you there, Lisa?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can, yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. I'll bet you muted us out there, didn't you?
I did.
All right. And is Carla Wilton with you, too?
Yeah, I'm here, John. Ooh, nice to speak to you.
All right. We got you both. Good deal. So let's catch up now on the latest happening at Emmanuel Lutheran and Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Yeah, there's lots going on. I was listening to the news as you were speaking and the constant changes related to coronavirus from the CDC and the state. And so, as you know, for about 5.5 months, we've been trying to keep up with all that and keep our staff and residents safe. So that's really been our focus. I know that you talked to Jason and the community knows that about a month ago, we did have our first resident positive case in assisted living, and we were able to, you know, keep that isolated, and were, you know, cleared a couple weeks ago from the county for that, and then last week had our first staff cases. So, you know, it's really been our focus for a long time now, is this pandemic that we're in the middle of.
You guys have been planning for this. You knew it was going to come. At some point, you wished, of course, that it hadn't, but you knew it was going to come. Was it that big of a shock when it actually happened?
No, I don't think it was a shock. You know, you always, I mean, you hope that you get through it, don't have a case, but I think what we've learned is just how insidious this disease really is, and that you can do absolutely everything right and still have positive cases. All the cases, the positive cases, the staff, persons, and residents have been asymptomatic. So, you know, I think, yeah, we feel like we were very prepared for it. And like you said, you hope it doesn't happen, but just knowing the preparation that has been made has made us ready to respond.
So tell us about the status of things now at Buffalo Hill Terrace.
Yeah, so at Buffalo Hill Terrace, like I said, about a month ago, we had a positive resident case that was a community exposure. We spent 2 weeks testing staff and residents and had no new positive tests. So we were cleared by the county. And right now, we have no confirmed positive cases at Buffalo Hill Terrace.
Are the people there able to leave their apartments?
They are. Yeah, they're able to. We're doing some small group activities. There's limited dining, so they can go to the restaurant. You know, they can get together and associate with their neighbors. And we do allow family members to make appointments for visits. We call them patio chats. So we have a glass window, a glass wall on our outdoor patio area. And so the resident is on the inside patio and the family member can visit on the other side of the glass wall.
We have the chief operating officer, Carla Wilton, and also standing by infection control nurse, Lisa Gandolfi. And we're going to kind of dive a little bit into the preparations that you guys put into this right after this. Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Lisa Gandolfi and Carla Wilton, our guests today. And so we talked a little bit about this, but can we go into a little bit more detail here and exactly what you guys did to prepare for the possibility of a positive COVID-19 test?
When this all started back in March, we actually started preparing then, put a lot of interventions in place. As everybody knows, we had to shut down visitation, stop small group activities, stop dining, many things that we had to change for the lives of our residents and our staff when they come to work. We started doing surveillance screening when people came to work, checking our patients' temp and symptoms every shift, which we still continue to do, and we still continue to do the surveillance test. One of the things over the months, as we got together with other facilities or talked to some facilities that may have had a positive case, we learned some things from them that we needed to be putting in place, and one of those were eye protection. So as we continued to move forward with what we were going to do for our residents here, and we decided that we wanted to move forward with outside visitation if we could, we went ahead with the surveillance testing where all of our staff would swab weekly, and then if we had negatives, we continue to show negatives, then we would go forward with the visitation if we could. So with that, we did put in place, everybody wears goggles when they're providing direct patient care. The weekly testing, the staff do great with. But then with that, what happened was, as you're aware, is we had some positives. So had we not done that testing, we probably wouldn't have known about those positives because those staff members are still doing really well.
What is particularly difficult, Lisa, is that asymptomatic people, you have no idea that there's a problem until you actually do a test.
Right, that's true. In order to try to keep any spread, we all wear surgical masks at work, all of the employees, and we now wear eye protection. We've put that in place probably about 2 months ago. So everybody wears eye protection when they're providing direct patient care. Monitoring the staff, you know, it's really hard that people come in, we feel really well, everybody feels well, and then to hear that somebody tested positive that had no symptoms, and we would not have known that had we not moved forward with the testing. So I feel good that, you know, with moving forward with the testing, we're able to intervene quicker. So when we received a call last week from the health department, we were able to meet with those staff members. We did retest them at that time. We sent them home. We talked to them about self-isolation and the importance of self-isolation, even in their home with their families and how to protect their families during that time. Talked about getting their 48-hour look back for contact tracing. If you test positive, whether you have symptoms or not, the health department's going to ask for 48 hours. Who they were with, who they were in contact with, did they have their personal protective equipment in place? Those were the things they were looking at. We did talk to the staff about, you know, get that together, because once, if we got a confirmation, then they would hear from the health department. And those would be the questions that the health department would be asking them about. And then the health department would follow up with them.
So what can residents and families expect going forward?
We're going to continue doing what we're doing. We are still weekly testing our staff. We are going to be weekly testing our residents right now until we get the 14 days with no positive results. We did open up one unit that is strictly for anybody who tests positive for COVID. We're able to move them to another unit with a dedicated group of staff. That would be happening.
Well, it sounds like you're doing everything you can. Of course, all of us are thinking about COVID-19 right now, but the reality is that there is life after COVID-19, and I'm going to ask you to give us a little bit of that right after this. Imagine living in a place where you're surrounded by friends, comfort, and the beauty of the Flathead Valley. Imagine having your needs met, opportunities to learn and grow, and countless options. At Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, you live independently by renting an apartment at Buffalo Hill Terrace on a traditional monthly basis. Maintain your active lifestyle from the comfort of your beautiful apartment home with services and amenities that make everything easier. Take a swim in the pool. Choose to dine in one of our community's restaurants. Participate in art classes or enjoy a lecture. At Emmanuel Lutheran, your day is your own, free from the heavy burdens of home maintenance. To inquire about independent living at Buffalo Hill Terrace, call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
There is life beyond COVID-19, and I think if we put on our binoculars, we can probably see it, right?
I hope so, yeah.
What's the plan for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities going forward?
Yeah, it's good to be able to think past this. Obviously, we need to keep our focus on this, and I need to acknowledge the great job that Lisa and the rest of our staff have done to just, you know, stay so focused on this for almost 6 months, you know, that our staff have really sacrificed personally, you know, to just not bring exposure into our building. So I'm so thankful for that. But yeah, in terms of what we're looking forward to, we will, you know, really look forward to welcoming visitors back onto our campus. We are missing the families of our residents. You know, they're part of the Emmanuel family. And so we're really looking forward to the day that we can, you know, have a party, have a concert, have a dinner, and have folks even just for daily visits come in. But we're also always looking at what's next for Emmanuel. And we announced a few weeks ago that we're going to build some cottages on the southeast corner of our campus. And yesterday, actually, the old cottage that has been there for years was lifted up off the foundation and is being prepared to go be a home somewhere else. So it is fun to see stuff moving forward, even in the midst of this pandemic, for sure.
You say we're going to return to normal at Buffalo Hill Terrace. That does include that dessert table, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah,
I just wanted to make sure.
The baker is still there. Yeah, yeah. No, there's no doubt that those good desserts will go away, for sure. We're excited about being able to share all that with people, for sure.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. That would have broken my heart if those had to go.
I know. Yep.
I've never tasted chocolate quite like that chocolate up there at Buffalo Hill Terrace. Well, it sounds like things are moving right along. I know that this is a real strain on everybody everywhere, particularly at a place like Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. You guys are doing everything you can to get us through this. And it's nice to know that there's light at the end of this tunnel.
For sure. Yeah. Well, we really appreciate the opportunity, John, for you to give us this, you know, chance to share with the community what's being done. And we really appreciate their support and encouragement for our staff. And yeah, it really means the world to us.
Well, glad to do it. Carla Wilton and Lisa Gandolfi, thank you so much for all you ladies are doing to make life great for the people at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.